The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with Jesus. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money back to himself and used it to steal contributions. And Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
As we approach Easter, I'd like to take a look at this Mary of Bethany, the one who anoints the feet of Jesus. Now, in the Gospel of John, don't get caught up too much with the size of the aromatic nard, the fragrance, all of that has a kind of a meaning which is beneath the obvious or the first impression. But Mary of Bethany clearly is a very important person in the life of Jesus. She appears three times. You will remember in chapter 10 in the Gospel of Luke, she is the one that sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to him. Martha is the doer. I mean, Martha is the manager. She's the practical person. Mary is the sensitive, contemplative one. She sits at the feet of Jesus, and remember, Martha says, "Tell my sister to help me." Jesus says, "She has chosen the better part. It shall not be taken from her." We have no idea what Jesus said. That's not important. That's not the teaching. The teaching is she was a listener. She was sensitive. Whatever Jesus had to say, she was open to listening. We'll meet her again in chapter 11 in the Gospel of John, where you have the raising of Lazarus. And Martha, the manager, sends word to Jesus, "Come, the one you love is sick." And Jesus doesn't come immediately. And when he does arrive, Lazarus is dead, and Martha confronts Jesus. She goes out to meet him. Mary stays at home. And she stays at home until they tell her the master wants to see you, and then she comes to see him. She is the kind, the gracious, the sensitive one. She appears here where Martha is serving the meal, but she's anointing the feet of Jesus. She is really a close person to Jesus. I've always thought that there's a very close bond between Mary of Bethany and Jesus. She's anointing him in preparation for his death and his burial. However, she becomes a good teacher for us in the church. She's a listener, she's sensitive. And in many ways, since the Gospels were written by men and for men, we have a great need to interpret the Gospels from a feminine perspective. and how there is a great need in the church to develop the feminine side for men in the church, for priests, to develop the feminine side. Not so practical. We're managers. We're in charge. We make decisions. We tell people you fit and you don't fit. We tend to be legalistic people. That's the temptation in the male dominance. Whereas the feminine side of each person is a sensitive one. She notices what Martha doesn't notice. She has this connection with Jesus where she sees his need. In chapter 10 in Luke, she sees his need to be listened to. Whatever he says, he needs somebody to listen, the better part. And here she is the one that sees that Jesus needs to be consoled as he approaches his death. She anoints his feet. In contrast to Judas, who is the practical one, he handles the money. And he's saying, the budget can't handle this. But the sensitive one sees the person of Jesus. He's not practical, he's not the manager. The pastor is not meant to be a manager. The pastor is meant to connect with the people, to feel the pain of the people, to walk with the people, to cry with the people, to sing with the people. That's the pastor. So we, in many ways, in the American church especially, maybe everywhere, we have redesigned the pastor and made the pastor the manager, the financial person, the person. And if you go back into the Gospels here, you'll find that the one who is closest in discipleship to Jesus Christ is the one who has developed a feminine side. Now, this will appear. Peter is a manager. He's in charge of everything. He's a controlling person until he collapses, denies Jesus, and then it says, now he realizes that he is a broken human being. He's weak, and he goes out and he wepts bitterly. The Gospels tell us. The others, they're fearful, they're confused, and in due time they'll be called into a relationship which is sensitive and belonging. That's true discipleship. Discipleship is not defined by laws. Discipleship is defined by relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the witness. That's our witness. Our witness is our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not the laws and the canons. That's all secondary. That's the teaching of Mary of Bethany. It's a good teaching for us to carry into the Easter. We'll have lots and lots of people showing up here at Easter. And they don't come during the year. Maybe they don't think they fit. But listen to Mary of Bethany. They all belong. We pause now for a moment of prayer.